Good night, radio listeners. I am Apostle Janice James of Sharma Outreach Movement. Sharma Outreach Movement is a faith-based organization that reaches out to people, taking them from where they are to where God wants them to be, to a place of wholeness, fulfillment, and purpose in Jesus Christ. The aim in this series of our Reaching Out program is to reach out to believers in particular and to the backslider to help them improve their outcomes by improving their relationship with God. We hope that by what we say and do, non-believers will desire to become believers. We so appreciate you taking the time to join with us today. In our last session, we discussed effective leadership through effective relationships by knowing how to be confident with people. Today, we will discuss developing the qualities of an effective leader. And to discuss this with me, our Minister Alenia Hendricks.
Good night, radio listeners.
And Minister Elizabeth Purcell Sargent.
Good night, radio listeners.
You would remember in our last session, we said that the one quality that will make you successful in motivating people to follow your lead is confidence. We also shared with you that the writer of Hebrews recognized the value of confidence, and he wrote, "Therefore, do not throw away your confidence, which has a great reward." You see, confidence is not set in stone. It's possible to lose it. We further said that you must be aware that those who you associate yourself with can have a tremendous impact on your confidence. Why? Because you have people who are considered to be confidence builders and people who are considered to be confidence shakers. Choose to associate with confidence builders, especially when you know you're not sure of yourself. Let us therefore dive into becoming a people person, a people who people want to follow based on the qualities of being a good leader. So we would start by agreeing that there are four non-negotiable characteristics that every effective leader must have. One is the ability to communicate. The other is creativity in problem solving. The other is generosity. And finally, consistency. So today we will begin to share with you a bit more about each characteristic.
And the first characteristic we want to discuss is that an effective leader must be able to communicate and is self-confident. Radio listeners, great leaders have the ability to visually communicate their message to people. Good communicators are able to convey a strong belief in their people, and there's a very high trust factor. Good leaders, however, also have self-confidence and therefore the confidence of others. The author of this little poem understood the value of self-confidence in leadership. And listen to the nice little poem. "He who knows not and knows not that he knows not is a fool. Shun him. He who knows not and knows that he knows not is a child. Teach him. He who knows and knows not that he knows is asleep. Wake him up. He who knows and knows that he knows is wise. Follow him." Radio listeners, what can we learn from this little poem? Simply, confidence in oneself is the cornerstone. People who do not believe in themselves have trouble believing in others. And you know what? Others have trouble believing in them too. So self-confidence in a leader elicits the confidence of his followers, which gives him the freedom to be a risk taker and a change agent.
So true. And the second characteristic that any effective leader must have is creativity in handling problems. Now, radio listeners, we all face problems. However, the ability to creatively find solutions will determine the success or failure of each difficulty. Did you know that the Chinese symbol for crisis means danger? And guess what? It also means opportunity. We find a key right here. The key is to use a crisis as an opportunity for change. You'll never succeed if you throw up your hands and surrender in the face of every crisis. Let's get some wisdom from this Greek poet. His name is Homer, who understood the value of crisis. He wrote, "Adversity has the effect of eliciting talents, which in prosperous circumstances would have lain dormant." What a great perspective. But you know what, radio listeners? Creativity is a trait that is not admired by many, especially those of us who don't have it. In fact, people interpret creativity and inventiveness as stupid and impractical. If they could control the creative person, they will try to pull you back into thinking just like everyone else. They will tell you, get busy doing real things, follow the rules, be practical, and don't make a fool of yourself and your family. But what these traditional thinkers, like our grandparents, our parents, and even our friends, never realize is that creative thinkers are the geniuses that God has placed in this world. You know, radio listeners, had it not been for someone else's invention, many of us today might not have had a job.
Yes, Minister Alina, I completely agree with that point. The third characteristic is being a generous contributor. Radio listeners, are you aware that the measure of a leader is not the number of people who serve him, but it is the number of people he serves? You see, real leaders have something to give, and they give it freely. I once heard of a man, Anthony DeMello. He saw a starving child shivering in the cold. Angrily, he lifted his eyes to heaven and said, "God, how could you allow such suffering? Why don't you do something?" There was a long silence. And then DeMello was startled when he heard the voice of God answer him. "I certainly have done something. I made you." You see, radio listeners, great leaders are great givers.
Yes, you can't be a leader if you're not a giver. Yes. And so this takes us on to our next characteristic, which is consistency. So effective leaders, they act very consistently. And this point is last because there are too many people who are consistent, but they're not really leaders. Yet no one has ever been an effective leader over the long haul without being consistent. So my friends, the moment people learn we are not dependable or responsible is the very moment they will not recognize my leadership or your leadership. We are to be who God has called us to be. When we speak about someone's being, what are we referring to? We are referring to all those qualities and characteristics which qualify or identify that particular individual. Being may correctly be called the signature of our soul. It is what we are. It identifies us. Know this, it is by our actions, though it can be enhanced or it can also be diminished. The first key to greatness, a great scholar reminds us, and I really love this. He says, is to be in reality what we appear to be. Keep it real. Jesus also expressed the same idea in the Sermon on the Mount. He said, "Beware of the false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves." In other words, we are not to be deceptive. We are to be who we are. We have to be real. So radio listeners, know this. A leader must be consistent in three areas. One, in the area of people. Why? Because this builds security. A leader must be consistent in the area of principles. Why? This provides direction. And a leader must be consistent in the area of projects undertaken, and this builds morale amongst the people. As a leader, we must let people know where we're coming from. Let's not pretend. We have to be straight with people. This recent study showed that people would rather follow a leader they disagree with than one they agree with if that leader is constantly changing positions. Nobody wants to follow anybody who is one way today and another way tomorrow. No doubt, my radio friends, the call to be a leader is a challenging one. It is clear to us today that there is a need for strong relationships or strong leadership relationships in our nation, in our churches, in our businesses, organizations, and even at home with our families. The price of leadership has never been higher. It is clear all around us and all over the world. The temptations of leadership have never been greater. The hour for leadership has never been closer. Take the challenge, remember. In every age, there comes a time when leadership must come forth to meet the needs of the people. Therefore, there is no potential leader who does not find his time, your time come in. Tragically, there are times when no leader arises for that hour. People arise, but not leaders. Will you be the leader for your hour? The challenge is yours. The challenge is mine. Let us embrace it. With this, we have come to the end of our Reaching Out program for today. So join us as we pray.
Father, today we ask that you help us to be the leaders you have called us to be as we serve your people with humility, making a difference in their lives. We thank you for a generous heart and the wisdom to handle the many challenges that come our way as leaders. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. This is Apostle Janice James saying, we are looking forward to reaching out to you on the second and the fourth Saturday of each month. In our next session on the 11th of September, we will continue to encourage you as we help you to build more effective relationships with those around you. So together with my team, we say, Jesus loves you just as you are. Goodbye.